Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Deborah Wheeler. She is a mother of eight, an author, a speaker, and the senior editor of The Old Schoolhouse magazine. Today, we are focusing on Deborah's journey through homeschooling, her heart in serving the homeschool community, and how homeschooling strengthens families. You are listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here. I know you have so much great information to share that will help homeschool families. Deborah, please share your journey into homeschooling and how that journey grew your passion to serve the homeschooling community.
Wow. Well, we did not even know anything about homeschooling when my husband and I were first married, and we had waited about 7.5 years before we even had any children. And so during that time, we had become the Sunday school teachers at our church, and we saw all the children. We saw the homeschool children. There were several homeschooling families in our church, and we saw, you know, we took care of all the other children. And so we just saw such a difference in the homeschool children versus other educational, you know, served children. And we just said, wow, we love the fruit of what we're seeing here. So if and when the Lord blesses us with children, we're going to homeschool. And so those families that were in the church that were such a blessing to us, and showed us sort of the way one step ahead of us. You know, they had large families, and they just seemed so strong as a family, and their children were just amazing and engaged, and they didn't lose their innocence when they got up into their middle school, high school years. They just retained such a pure heart, and they just were so amazing. And so this is how we got into homeschooling. We said, we want a homeschool. And so when the Lord started blessing us with children, that's what we did. And right away, I couldn't wait. It was so long before we had children, and then I couldn't wait. So when my oldest son was 4 and my second son was 2, I put them in little school desks, and we started homeschooling right away. And so we loved it, and we've loved it ever since. And then as I got, you know, more children and more years into homeschooling, then I wanted to give back to, you know, the homeschool community. There were some just behind me. You know, there were moms ahead of me. There were moms behind me. And I, you know, I just sort of started helping others and just growing a love for the community and wanting to help, you know, more. And so I started leading a group, and it just kind of grew from there.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I see that in a lot of homeschool moms, where they want to give what they've been given, really, essentially.
Yes, yes.
So I'm curious, what led you to serve as the senior editor of The Old Schoolhouse magazine?
Well, that was an orchestration by God himself, because I would have never thought to jump into that position. And so the publishers of the magazine went to our church for a little bit, and so I was familiar with the beginning of their magazine, and they had asked me to just do a product review. And so I wrote a review about a product that one of the kids was using, and they loved it, and they just said, hey, can you do some more? And so I started writing a little bit more, and then they saw that that I used scripture a lot, and so they asked if I would become their devotional editor. So I started there. And then from there, I started just proofreading the magazine for them and also writing articles and gathering articles from other people. And then so I stepped into the senior editor position. That was about 20 years ago.
Wow. So how long has the homeschool magazine been around?
Well, only about 21, 22 years. So I got in right at the beginning. So it's been over 20 years now that I've been working there.
Yeah. So you've probably seen a lot of growth since the beginning.
Yes, absolutely. We were just, the publishers had started as a black and white newsletter that they were sending out to their eBay customers. They had a used book little store on eBay. And so then they grew, they just kept getting all these questions from homeschoolers, like, what do we do about this? And what about that? And so they just started answering those questions with just a little newsletter they'd send out. And then that just grew. Advertisers wanted to advertise in that newsletter. And it grew from just a paper product to the glossy magazine that is out every quarter now.
Yeah, and that magazine goes nationwide, worldwide even.
Worldwide, yeah.
Yeah, and serves homeschool families in a myriad of ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so you had talked about your writing and how you have a passion for people, a passion for families, and a passion for God. And that clearly shows in your writing. And you also speak. And so out of all your workshop and retreat topics, or even your magazine articles, which has been your favorite and why?
Wow. So 20 years worth, that's a
Yeah,
lot of
that's a lot to think
content.
about.
But I think for workshops and retreats, my favorites, well, I speak on so many topics that are related to home education, like remembering why you're home educating, because sometimes you forget.
Yes.
Reading struggles and just all kinds of workshops on the importance of the Bible in the homeschool. That is actually one of my favorites, is the importance of the Bible, because we say, yes, of course the Bible is important in our homeschool, but why and how? You know,
Yeah.
and that it's important for the teacher, absolutely, because we have no wisdom of our own. And it's important for the student because we want them to grow in a godly manner and grow in character. And, you know, it's important for our nation, you know, as our families come together and we, you know, create strong communities. It's just the importance of the Bible is just more than we could even. It's the foundation of where all knowledge and wisdom come from. So we have to start there. So
Absolutely.
that's one of them. And then my second is I have one that's called Homeschooling the Rebel. And so I have eight children, and nobody would have known that I had this one rebellious child at home. And because they acted really well out in public, but at home, it was another story. Total rebellion, and I didn't know what to do with that. All the things that, you know, worked for all the other seven children was not working for this one child. And so I just went through that whole process of raising that rebellious child. And so that workshop is very popular because a lot of people don't want to talk about the fact that they have this issue in their home and they're dealing with that. So they love that there's transparency and that someone else has gone through that and what are the tips and what are the helps. And then my daughter, who is the rebellious child, she is now an adult and she comes with me to these workshops and she takes the second half, or the towards the end of the workshop, and then she gives her perspective of how God changed her life. And so that's a powerful one.
That is really powerful, and I love that they get her perspective too. There's so many people out there that don't always get the perspective of the children, and I think
Right.
sometimes, you know, these families are starving for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for
Yes.
sure. So we're running out of time. I'm going to come back and we're going to revisit the rebel child at a later time. So, Deborah, thank you for sharing your heart in serving the homeschool community and through your speaking, through your writing, through working as the senior editor of the Old Schoolhouse magazine. When we come back, we're going to delve deeper into how homeschooling families are strengthened and through homeschooling, and then why this is so important. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You are listening to Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm speaking with Deborah Wheeler about how homeschooling strengthens families and why this is so important. Deborah, you have homeschooled and served the homeschool community for a long time now. What are some of the concerns that you hear from parents?
Well, there's the concerns I think have changed over time. I think though that unchanging concerns might be something like who is teaching the children and what are they being taught? And so you know, over time that is exact those are the unchanging concerns. Who's teaching and what's being taught? Because Luke 6:40 says a student, when they're fully trained, will be like his teacher. So what is the teacher like? And
Yeah.
so often, you know, families will say, I need to bring that child home because I need to teach them, something better, or, they need more help. And so that would be an unchanging concern, but I think the culture has changed so much so that before maybe it was just an idea, a good idea to help the child come home. But now it is more so changed because our culture has changed to, just a lot more philosophies that are not what would align with a parent's beliefs. And so they just say, it's no longer just a choice. It's like, I need to, I have to, I'm convicted and compelled to bring my children home.
Oh,
So,
absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, I see that a lot with the people I deal with, and they're like, okay, well, this is what philosophy my child is learning, and I don't really agree with that, and I'm worried about other people, the government or teachers, being put in between me and my child, and so no longer is the parent the authority over the child. It's somebody else being part of that and being inserted in between the parent and the child. So that's
Absolutely.
definitely a concern and a shift that I've seen in especially the last 5 years. Would
Yes.
you say that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have some of those concerns also about the rising generation today? Maybe just delve a little bit deeper into that.
Yes, if you look at what's going on today in our society, you kind of have to go back about 40 or 50 years to see who was teaching the children then, because they're the leaders now. And so if we're looking at, oh, I'm not really, agreeing with the leaders now, what's going on? You kind of have to just go backwards and see who was teaching them and what were they were being taught to get to where we're at today. And so I really feel like homeschooling and home-educated children are the hope for the future, because what we're teaching them today is going to benefit us in the future as a society, as a community, in our families, in our churches, in our homes. And so, the concerns are still there, but parents are not necessarily now concerned about, well, what curriculum am I going to use, or what support am I going to get, because it's abundant. Curriculum and support is abundant in the homeschool community. So now their concern maybe be more like, am I qualified to teach? Do I have what it takes to, do the things that education requires of me? And so these are the kinds of things that I encourage parents with, that you have everything you need. You have everything you need for life and godliness, is what Second Peter tells us, that everything you need for life and godliness is in our knowledge of God and His Word. So we have everything we need. If you throw homeschooling into everything you need for life and godliness, you could put homeschooling in there, and we have all that we need. So I try to come along, parents, and encourage them and support them in everything that they need to help them to just say, yes, I am committed to this, and I have what I need to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is so important because parents do sometimes worry if they're equipped or if they can have their children be equipped to go out in the world. And yes, absolutely, we are.
We
Every
are.
single one of us.
Yes.
And I love how you pulled that in through and how our foundation is on God and how, He can work through the family to
Yes.
strengthen the family. So can you speak a little bit more about how homeschooling and particularly strengthens families and then why that is so important in helping today's rising generation?
Well, if you start at birth, children need a strong family unit. It's just for their mental health, for their physical health, for their emotional health. They need to be with family. And so, all the research shows that good and healthy family bonds are the best way to create a good society, to create a good community, to have a good church, to just benefit the world, right? So it starts with this relationship in the family. And so that's why it's so important. And a strong family is actually gained through home education, because you have time together. You have all the time together. You do everything together. You face the world together. And so you answer the big questions of life together with your children. You're not just leaving them, in a place where they're not understanding what's going on in the world. You are out there with them, and you're answering all their questions. And so that strengthens them. It strengthens their faith. It answers all their big questions in life. They're not left with, confusion. And so this is where a strong family can just raise these children of excellence and godly character, and it just benefits society, in so many ways. And these children become the movers and shakers of the next generation. They become the orators. They become the airline pilots. They become, these good, solid people. And there is research that shows all of this. I think it's called the Gen 2 survey. You familiar with that? Where it sort of also followed homeschooled children all the way through to their adulthood. Homeschoolers grown up, that's another study. And it just showed how they are civically engaged and how they are workers in their communities, and they are leaders in their churches, and they're happy. So these kids are not turning out, strange aliens. They are in strong families, which benefits all of us, and they are just children of great character.
Yes, and I'm really glad that you talked about that because I feel like a lot of people in society wonder if children are growing up and actually taking part in society, or if in the homeschool setting, if they're just kind of like closed up. And the answer is no, they're not. And that studies show that. So I'm very thankful that you
Absolutely.
talk about that.
Right.
Now, sometimes when I talk about homeschooling to other people, people respond by saying they tried it and it didn't go so well. What might you say to those parents?
Yeah, so I think they may have missed a few things along the way, maybe support, maybe they didn't find the support they needed because it is abundant and you really need to plant yourself somewhere where you can benefit from everyone else's experience so that those support groups are really important. But also, they really need to know they can't do any worse than our public education system because if you look at the academic surveys on that, we are way down. The US is in the, way down at the bottom of the academic excellence numbers there. But conversely, on the other hand, homeschool kids, the surveys show across the board that they are excelling. They are excelling. And so it really doesn't matter for the parent. They don't have to, be stressed that they're not good enough or have the right information or whatever, because across the board, homeschoolers excel. And that means it doesn't matter the education of the parent. It doesn't matter how much money they spend on education, whether they have a library card and a Bible or they spend a lot of money on their kids. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they live, the demographics, nothing matters along those lines except that they are having one-on-one tutoring with their kids. And because of that, they excel. And that's found at the National Home Education Research Institute, NHERI.org. And you can go there and find a homeschooling research fact sheet that shares all of that information.
Well, this is great information. Thank you for encouraging the parents, and sharing your heart. So the Old Schoolhouse magazine has served the community through support and encouragement and resources. Can you please share how listeners can subscribe to the magazine and how they can tap into the other resources?
Yes, and over these 20 years, we have so many. So, to find your homeschool community, you can go to schoolhouseconnect.com, and it lists a lot of support groups in every state. You can go to our curriculum site, which we have, it's called schoolhouseteachers.com, and that's over 400 courses, one price for the whole family. It's a beautiful, budget-friendly curriculum. And then we have a weekly newsletter. It's called the Homeschool Minute, and we have authors and speakers that write every week a new topic on homeschooling, and so I'm part of those writers. And so that's called the Homeschool Minute. So you can go to homeschoolminute.com. But to look at the magazine itself, you go to tosmagazine.com, and you can look at it digitally on a desktop, or we have an app at tosapps.com that can put the magazine on their smart devices. And then our main website is theoldschoolhouse.com, and that you can just find everything there.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing your heart in serving the homeschool families and explaining how families are strengthened through homeschooling. Join Deborah and me next time as we discuss how homeschool parents believe the negative voices of failure and how you can overcome them. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.